Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara Case Star podcast, where we go beneath the surface level of manifesting, beyond the happy clappy positive thinking brigade. And we actually explore the very real, the raw, the messy, the soul deep shifts that change your life from inside out. For those of you who are new, a very warm welcome. I'm Solara, and today we are going to be exploring something extremely close to my heart and something that has created more breakthroughs than any other thing or method or tool in my whole life. Is it easy? No. But anything that is worth it can feel difficult and challenging at times. What if the chaos in your relationships, what if it isn't bad luck at all? What if it's a mirror of what is ready to be healed and revealed within you? And I decided to create this particular episode after the rewrite of chapter 7 in my book. It hasn't been published yet. I'm in the process of writing it. I'm up to chapter 7 right now. And I wanted to share with you some parts of that chapter, which I believe will be extremely important for you, for yourself, for your growth, for your healing, for your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others, whether it be romantic, friendship, or professional. It'll make a massive difference to the results that you receive, not just in your manifesting practice, but in every single area of your life. So think about one of those funhouse mirrors at a fun fair. You know those ones that they kind of stretch your legs and, you know, your legs end up going really tall and skinny and squashes your head and or it twists your body into those kind of almost unrecognizable shapes. And you know that that reflection in that mirror, you know it isn't real. And that's what I'd like us to cover in this today, is we look at the world through the lens of our emotions, our programmings, our beliefs, our thoughts, our wounds. And that's what unhealed emotional wounds can do to the way that we see ourselves and others. So just like the funhouse mirror, your perception becomes distorted. Now, it's not distorted because there's something wrong with you, because you're broken or because you're bad. It's because the emotional residue of past experiences, they quietly shape how you interpret the world around you and every single relationship that you have. And understanding this helps you to start interpreting the mirror, if you like, as a tool. And when we turn the mirror inward and explore what you may be projecting out onto others, this is when the game changes for you. And what I've learned is when we're triggered, it's really about what is actually going on in front of you. Now, this can be quite a lot to get your head around. It's about what that person or that situation is reflecting back to you through the lens of your own history. So we don't see people or events as they are. We see them through the internal filters, those unmet needs, those past betrayals, those attachment wounds, those subconscious fears. I could go on and on. And just like those mirrors, our view is two-dimensional. So not only are we getting a warped reflection, but it's also only two-dimensional, which means it offers only a very narrow slice of the full picture that we are seeing. And that's just to make it a bit more complex. Oh, my word. So we miss the nuance, if you like. We miss the context. We miss the complexity because we're reacting from a place that was shaped long before this moment and we are reacting from a very narrow two-dimensional lens. So what we're seeing in that funhouse mirror is not the truth of who we are. It's our interpretation of the truth of who we believe we are. And that's why having self-awareness on this journey is so important. Because when we begin to recognize this distortion, we don't judge it, but we see it for what it is. We open ourselves up to a much fuller picture. And that's when the game not only changes, but that's when we start to make traction. That's when we start to move forward. That's when things get really interesting from creating our reality perspective. So you're going to start to notice where you've been projecting unhealed pain onto other people and where you might be missing parts of yourself being mirrored back to you as well. And a bit like the law of attraction, this is the law of projection. We project onto other people the unhealed, wounded aspects of ourselves. Now, this is if we're focusing mainly on the trauma and the wounds. This absolutely happens in the positive as well, which is so, so super exciting. And I'd love to talk about that in another episode. I think for now, let's talk about how we can make breakthroughs, how we can look at life as a metaphorical mirror to show us where we need to go in order to grow, where we can do some of the deeper soul work in order for us to move through some of the deep hurt, the deep pain, those limiting beliefs that we cultivated growing up so that we can clear the distortion. That's why your projection is so powerful, but also is so misleading. Now, for me, relationships have without a doubt been one of my most confronting teachers. Like, what about you? Like, have you found relationships easy and effortless with everybody? Or there's this one or two relationships that really stretch you to the limits. Those are the ones actually that when we take the time to look at and unpick the patterns and the cycles, those are the ones that actually help us to make the biggest breakthroughs and lead us closer to our dreams. And to say that I struggle to navigate the emotional terrain that relationships brought me, that would be an absolute understatement. I was fine as long as people didn't get too close to me, as long as I didn't have to get too vulnerable. But the moment that true intimacy entered the room, I didn't feel safe enough to let the mask slip and show people the real me. I mean, I didn't even know who she was anyway. I just knew that whatever was underneath that mask was vulnerability, was hurt, was pain. That's all I knew. And it was scary to take that off. I didn't know how to communicate my feelings. I exploded in anger and blamed the other person. Or I just shut down completely. I would withdraw into deafening silence. Or perhaps even passive aggressive behaviors as well, as these were my coping mechanisms. Now, they weren't conscious choices. They were coping mechanisms. They were protective strategies. They were almost like these kind of default settings that I'd learned to rely on whenever I felt exposed, whenever I felt hurt, whenever I felt insecure, whenever I felt emotionally unsafe. And like me, drama may be or may have been a constant theme in your relationships too. You may have always been on the back foot, bracing for impact or ready to defend yourself or justify your feelings or pretend that everything was okay when it wasn't. Now, for me, all of that was normal because I didn't know that I didn't know. I genuinely thought that that was just what relationships were like. And thank heavens that I've broken free from that. For me, relationships, well, friendships mainly, they just revolved around gossip and comparison and low-level betrayal. And everything just felt like survival of the battle of the fittest with all my relationships. Nobody really left any interactions that I was ever a part of from their experience and mine, feeling safe, feeling heard, or feeling seen. And I soon noticed this more acutely in my romantic relationships, because they were a mirror of my unhealed wounds, which is the part that is going to be super, super important for us to pay attention to. Sick, chaotic, and at times emotionally and physically abusive, and mistrust, dishonesty and disloyalty. There were just common threads weaving their way silently through all my relationships. But so was my participation. I wasn't as much the victim that I thought I was. I was participating in the creation of these experiences. Was it painful to admit? Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know it, right, first off. But when I did, it was super painful to admit, because it meant that I'd have to face the fact that I wasn't just attracting dysfunction. I was actually recreating it. So maybe your life has felt a bit like a film, you know, with way too many of those intense action scenes and not enough calm scenes. And even when things maybe seem to be going well there for a while, there's that kind of lingering sense of unease, like the rug is going to be pulled from underneath your feet any minute. Like you're bracing yourself for some kind of plot twist that's going to just ruin everything. And maybe like me, you've attracted people who are emotionally unavailable, or perhaps manipulative, or emotionally up and down. Friends who couldn't be trusted, partners who couldn't hold you. And somewhere along the way, your heart hardened itself to protect itself. So it's easy to assume that these patterns are just bad luck, right? I'm here to tell you that they're not just bad luck, which is a good thing, because it means that you are more empowered and you are able to now do something about it. I soon discovered, through being battered around countless times in multiple relationships that just didn't work, I discovered the people that we attract, they aren't random. And that we tend to recreate what is familiar. Not because it's good for us either, but because it's what we know. It's that safe feeling and its predictability, even if it hurts. And what's unresolved within us often calls on the people and the conditions for it to be seen even more, magnified, for it to be felt even more. But the good news is, if we're willing, these can absolutely be transformed. And these aren't just words that you are listening on whatever platform you're listening on. This is my experience of life. Have I overcome it? Yes. And I'm so proud of myself. Has it been easy? No. But either way, it was going to be hard, right? So you can choose your hard. You can stay in the place where I was, where you just believed maybe it was bad luck and that you're a victim of all these awful people and circumstances. Or you can become the victor and realize, actually, these are happening for me, not to me. They're showing parts of me, my act of participation in what I am experiencing. Now, that doesn't mean you're to blame, but it does mean that you're in a powerful position to change it. So when you're willing, and you must be by listening to this podcast, when you're willing to look beneath the surface, when you're willing to explore what certain relationships are revealing to you, not just about them, but about you, that's when you're going to unlock your next level of healing. That's when the pattern starts to shift. And that's when you start to attract from your wholeness, from your worthiness, from your self-esteem and your confidence, instead of your wounds. And I'm here to let you know that you do not have to keep repeating the same emotional scripts. I know that firsthand, because I have changed it. And believe me, if I can do this, you absolutely can too. There's nothing special about me other than I have chosen to do the work. And that's nothing special. We all are able to make that choice. So the goal isn't to win over somebody else's loss. The goal isn't to fix the other person in order to feel better about ourselves. It's to do the inner work so that we can rewrite the whole damn story. And this is why it's important for you to ponder on, what was my family dynamic like growing up? What was my relationship with my mum, my dad, or my major caregiver like? Were they present? Were they emotionally available? Was there manipulation? Awkward silences? Shouting, screaming, and slamming doors? Because this is what you learn about relationships growing up. I mean, you may have been the peacekeeper, the one caught in the middle. You may have felt responsible for holding everyone and everything together, even when you were falling apart inside. And for me, these kind of dynamics, they followed me into adulthood. I had no idea. It wasn't until I kept repeating patterns and cycles over and over again that I finally started to see through the illusion. Because I often felt stuck between two people I loved deeply. And I just constantly had emotional tugs of wars when I was younger. And what did I experience growing up? More emotional tugs of wars in my adult relationships. And living under these kind of stresses is exhausting. I have quite a few clients who say to me, but Solara, I had an amazing childhood. We always went on lovely family holidays and always had, you know, the latest hoodies or everything we needed and for school. And it's like, was your mom and dad emotionally present for you? Did you feel like you could make a mistake and still feel loved and lovable? Did you have a safe space to go to if something went wrong that you could feel safe with another adult that would not punish you and make you feel bad for normal learnings as you're growing up? Did you have that? Did you have somebody to hold your hand, to hold you in those moments that you were sobbing and crying? Many of us haven't had that. So although I've worked with people who've had their physical needs taken care of, emotionally, there's been a lot of malnourishment. Now, this isn't to blame our parents either, by the way, because everybody is doing the best they can with the information, the wisdom, and the knowledge that they have at the time. But it is just about looking at the situation for what it is and connecting the dots as to why we are experiencing what we are experiencing now in adult life. Now, this is an interesting part. And this is probably one part that kept me going, actually. Even when I was in the thick of it, even when I felt like giving up, even when I would stick my middle finger up to the universe, maybe you felt that there is something more to life. Like there's this flicker of knowing that surely this can't just be happening for no reason. There has to be something more to this. And maybe like me, you may have felt that you're not doing this on your own. Now, for some people, they might feel that there's this unseen force they call God or the universe or spirit or something else entirely. To me, the name really doesn't matter. I just know that there's a real force of good that is absolutely on our side, that absolutely wants us to win at the game of life. But we have to play an active part. We can't bypass these lessons. We can't bypass our growth. We are here to actively participate in becoming an absolutely awesome, well-rounded, stable, confident, peaceful, whatever the words might be, human being. And in order to do that, we need to do our part in the healing process. So yes, there is an amazing force on our side, a quiet force guiding us, nudging us, whispering to us, saying this isn't the end of your story. Now, this isn't going to make the pain disappear, right? It's not going to stop life from feeling hard and challenging and messy at times. But over time, that feeling may start to grow because you may start to notice signs. Maybe there's something bigger guiding you. Maybe you've sent out a silent plea or prayer to this beautiful, powerful, loving force. And next thing you know, you either overhear a radio, a song on the radio or podcast episode, this one perhaps, or you read a book or somebody sends you a song and you just have this knowing inside of you that it was an answer to your silent prayer, to your silent call. So maybe you are being held, even when you cannot see it. Now, the reason why I bring this in here is because I believe that we get the information we need at the time we need it. We may have heard it a few times before. We may have heard it in slightly different ways before. But if you're listening to this episode, and like me, relationships have been so challenging for you to the point where you think, I may as well just be on my own. It's so much easier because having anybody around just feels tricky. I feel triggered. I feel sensitive. I feel challenged. But it doesn't have to be like that. Because when we know how to interpret our projection, and we have loving guidance that can help us interpret it in a way that helps us to feel normal, because this is happening to everybody, by the way, that helps us to feel safe then we can slowly start to unpick these perpetual patterns and cycles. And instead of seeing it from that two-dimensional viewpoint that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we start to see a wider lens, different angles, different perceptions. And it's almost as if by magic, we slowly start to heal that part. And the lens in which we view our world through changes. So the reflection that we see changes too. Relationships start to feel easier. We start to feel more connected, handle conflict easier, are able to have healthy boundaries with ourselves and with other people, are able not to make everything about us all the time and actually be there for other people and hear their pain too. So if this episode has spoken to you, do reach out. It would be amazing to have a conversation. Either I can help support you on a one-to-one, a one-off session, a longer program, or I can signpost you in the right direction, something that may be useful and helpful for you at this time. But one of the tips that I'd like to share today is before reacting, it's not always easy, by the way. So you might do this in hindsight first, and then your hindsight will become foresight eventually. But you can ask yourself, like, this feeling that is being triggered by an external source, what is it reminding me of from when I was younger? It might be different people and different scenarios, but the feeling will be something similar to what you experienced when you were younger. And when you say, when have I felt this before? And what is this feeling reminding me of? You may have a memory that comes up from, I don't know, 7 or 13 or whatever it might be, because that's when the hurt and the pain started. That's when the view and the lens in which you started to view your world through began to change. And because you didn't have the resources at the time, because you may not have had the support that you needed at the time, you had to find a way to cope. And this question alone can be extremely revealing, because it means that the trigger that you've experienced from the person outside of yourself has only touched, not only, because that makes it feel minimized, not at all, but it is showing you a button that was inserted years and years and years ago by somebody entirely different from a completely different set of circumstances, and it's unhealed. And until we're able to heal, that button will always be pressed. And sometimes it gets more and more painful until we pay attention. And one day, when you have done the healing, that button disappears and you'll notice you are no longer even triggered by anything like that ever again. And that's when massive shifts start to take place. So spot that familiar feeling. And then you can ask yourself, what did I believe about myself back then? Did I feel like I was rejected? In which case you may have a limiting belief like I'm a reject or I'm not good enough. Did you perhaps feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm so misunderstood. I'm not being heard. It might be my feelings don't matter. I am misunderstood. So these are where the belief patterns are inserted. And then as we grow up, because we're looking at the world through the lens of that pain, we only see more and more and more of it. And that's why we reach the point where the trigger becomes unbearable and we seek help to deinstall that button. And one more example, does it feel like you're walking on eggshells? So if somebody's pushed your button, it's like, when have I felt this before? I just feel like I'm walking on eggshells. That won't be related to that person that you're with in current time, but it's a familiar feeling of something that happened when you were younger. So when we go through processes like this and we're able to name the emotion, we then stop feeding and blaming the current person or situations. And we start taking responsibility and taking accountability, because it's not our fault what happened to us, but it is our responsibility to change it, especially if we want to lead a peaceful, joyful, abundant life. We've got to start getting rid of some of these buttons. So this is also not about excusing bad behavior either, by the way, but it's about recognizing what your nervous system, what your heart, what your pain is bringing your attention to in order to resolve it. So with that, you can also ask, where might the situation be trying to teach me something? Or what is this situation trying to teach me? What is the situation trying to show me? So instead of buying into the illusion of the two-dimensional funfair mirror, because that's all it is, what is this situation here to teach me? What is it here to show me? And this is when we start to open up a whole new paradigm, because our brain is now starting to ask different questions, which means we're now open to different answers being revealed to us. So you can reclaim your authorship of your story of your own life. Why is this happening for me? Victim, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening for me? What is it revealing to me? How is it here to help me grow? So you move from being the victim of the movie of your own life to the writer of the next scene. So what patterns are playing out in your relationships right now? These might be things you want to ponder on. You could pause or you could journal on this later. And is there a reoccurring theme in how people treat you? Is there a reoccurring theme in how you respond to this? And what would shift for you if you started viewing this not as a punishment, but as guidance to help you? And what if this is the very work that your soul came here to do? So there's not something wrong with you. You're not broken. And I think that's so important. You are on the cusp of becoming the version of you that is healed through this challenge. Maybe that's what's led you to this episode today, to these words, to this moment. So that you don't have to repeat the same scripts. So that you don't have to keep shrinking to keep the peace. You don't have to keep people pleasing in order to feel valued or worthy or lovable or likable. This is where you get to learn to trust yourself, the process, and even when it's messy and it feels difficult, because there is a quiet force walking beside you, whether you call it God or the universe or source, whatever it might be, there's a force of good that wants you to lead a happy, healthy, and wholesome life. So my beautiful friend, this is not the end of your story. This is the beginning of a whole new chapter. So if this episode landed for you in your heart today, just take a moment to share it, maybe with somebody else who also needs to hear it. And if you are ready to explore some of your own patterns and shift from these illusional dynamics, if you like, then I would love to help you. You can explore my one-to-one work and courses on my website, www.solarastar.com. Come and say hi over on Instagram as well. I absolutely love receiving your DMs at solarakstar. It'd be lovely to hear from you. And if you have any questions, please feel free to send those in as well. I'd love to answer some of your questions sometime as well. In the meantime, take care of yourself. Know that the universe absolutely has your back. Know that you've got this. And you are just about to make one major breakthrough. Take care for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.